Aircheckdownloads.com.
She's caught me out once before. I'm not going to let her do it again. That's Celia, and Tell Me Where You're Going. It's Rock FM, 7:30, Sunday morning, 2nd of December. Good morning. You're listening to Mike Vitti on The Breakfast Show. The whole world seems to be talking about Coronation Street at the moment. Forget the business with the golf and politics and what have you. It's Coronation Street's 30th birthday this week. And to mark the anniversary of 30 years of Coronation Street, or is it Ken Barlow's own show? they're showing the very first episode tonight at 7:15 on ITV. Now, it's something I've always wanted to watch. I'm a bit of a soap buff, actually. I can't help myself. Any spare time I get, I don't bother with those Australian rubbish garbagey things. Just the English ones. Just EastEnders and Coronation Street. Can't help watching them. Isn't that EastEnders getting boring now? Anyway, digress. Coronation Street's first episode tonight on the TV at 7:15. Should be quite interesting to watch all those old characters again. Pat Phoenix is in there and Ina Sharples. Remember her? Moaning old biddy she was. She did not remind me of my mum. It's Rock FM. Good morning. It's Elton John. Elton John, the club at the end of the street is 25 minutes to 8. Hi, Mike Vitti on Rock FM. Weather dry but cloudy with highs of 7 Celsius, 44 Fahrenheit. Tatton Park in Knutsford and here at Rock FM. Tonight will remain dry, almost calm, with very little wind and lows of 2 Celsius, 36 Fahrenheit. That's Jackie Graham on Rock FM. And still to come in this hour, there's Jane Wheedlin, Billy Ocean and Kim Appleby. When you're out on the
town, it's so easy. What size is your man?
Mike Vitti.
Sunday morning, Red Rose Rock FM with a quick nosy at what's happening in the world at the moment. Thousands of people protested against the US military involvement in the Gulf crisis by marching through Boston. The demonstration of an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people was one of the largest in a major US city since President Bush began sending troops. It came 3 days after the UN Security Council overwhelmingly approved the resolution effectively authorizing the use of force. Labour's 8-point opinion poll deficit could become a 2-point lead as Shadow Chancellor John Smith was to replace Neil Kinnock as party leader. That's the finding of an MNR survey in the Independent on Sunday, conducted in 55 constituencies. Present voting intentions are said to be Tories 48%, Labour 40%, and the Liberal Democrats 8%. And the Germans begin voting today in the first free elections in a unified country since 1932. Christian Democrat leader Helmut Kohl, who presided over the unification, is widely predicted to win. It's Rock FM on a Sunday. Good morning. Jane Wheedlin, former member of the band The Go-Go's, along with Belinda Carlisle. They've actually just reformed at the moment, and they're doing a tour of making records in America under the heading of The Go-Go's once again. Plus, there's an album to be re-released, The Greatest Hits of The Go-Go's, and all this business about we'd rather go naked than wear fur, where they're all having photographs of themselves pictured, stark raving naked. Can't say nothing, not a word, as a protest against people wearing fur. It's Rock FM, it's 8 minutes to 8, you're listening to Mike Vitti. Good morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.